Check 1, 2. 1, 2. Hallo. There you go. Dankie dat julle by is. God is good. Ek weet nie van julle nie, maar ek is eindelijk bly dat hulle hierdie laaste liedjie hierdie week gesing het, nie laas week nie. As jy nie weet nie, laas week wou ons nie reën gehad het nie. We needed open skies and God done it, hallelujah. And this week we sing for rain again, bless the Lord. Is niemand opgewonde oor laas week nie? We had a wonderful time, let's give the Lord a round of applause, hallelujah. Thank you for making that place available to us guys. We love and appreciate the Holmeses for that. And for everybody that made the time to visit with us last week, dit was vir my besonders lekker. Ek het lanklaas so lekker gespeel en gelag met kinders. It was awesome. And those of you that had the privilege of chatting with and stuff like that, it was really just awesome to tie up with you guys once again. Last week we spoke about having an attitude of gratitude and being thankful and giving God thanks for something. And I love what Wendy said this morning. When you sing the song, just think of something small in your mind to give God thanks and praise for. And this morning we're going to continue along that vein. Last week we spoke about how we must give God thanks because His goodness and He's faithful in spite of the difficult 2020 that we've had. And this week we're going to look at what a powerful weapon thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude can actually be. It's amazing to see this in the scripture. So to start off, I'd like us to read Psalm 149. We're going to read the whole psalm. I trust that it's going to come up. Psalm 149. Are you ready to receive something from the Lord this morning, church? Okay. It says, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing His praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your Maker. O Bikers Church Vault Triangle, rejoice in your Maker. O people of Bikers Church Vault Triangle, exult in your King. Praise His name with dancing. Woohoo! Some of us have better moves than others. Some of us should just stay seated, but don't. The scripture says, dance before the Lord, hallelujah. Accompanied with tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in His people. Die Here kry lekker wanneer ons hom geniet en die lewe geniet in oorvloed. Het jy ooit daaroor gedink? Die Here kry lekker. He's like, yes, look at my sons and daughters. Jesus, come check this. And the Holy Spirit is like, wait, I also want to see. That's what it's like. He enjoys His people. He enjoys us, folks. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that He honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. Let the praises of God... Yeah, it gets exciting for me because I love weapons. I'm just like that. Unapologetically, He made me like that. Deal with it. Let the praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with shackles and their leaders with iron chains, to execute the judgment written against them. This is the glorious privilege of His faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank You for Your living word this morning. It's alive and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it cuts deep down into our souls, dividing bone and marrow, and shows us what we really like. So we receive with gladness this morning, Lord, Your spoken word. Here ek bely en erken, ek is maar net 'n mens, wat geen verskil kan maak in 'n mens se lewe. Maar Heer, ons vra U salwing op U woord vanoggend, om 'n verskil te maak in ons harte. Thank You that You're watching over Your word to perform it, and it shall achieve the purposes for which You send it forth this morning, to the praise and glory of Your name. And the people of the Most High God said, Amen. Hallelujah. The psalm is interesting in that it has instructions to Jews as well as to Gentiles. So verse 1 to 4 is some instructions to the Jewish people. And verse 5 and onwards is instructions to the Jews and to the Gentiles. The Gentiles is everybody else that comes to know the Lord. But what I find fascinating about this psalm is that verse 6 gets exciting. Verse 6 has something interesting. It mentions a weapon of war with praises. So what can we learn from this? 3 points quickly this morning if you're taking notes. Point number one, firstly we see that the power that praise and thanksgiving has over our enemy. Get that? We see the power that praise and thanksgiving and having an attitude of gratitude has over our enemy. Who's our enemy? Don't say the ANC. Don't say Jan Tux. He's not your enemy. I'll discuss this with God, but yeah. You see, our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is against principalities and powers and rulers of the forces of darkness in the heavenly realms. That's our battle against that. So our praises, an attitude of gratitude, is a mighty weapon against those enemies. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 to 23. 2 Chronica, verse 20 to 23. We see how praises turns the enemy against himself. Somebody get excited, please. All right. So we're going to read this from verse 20. It says, early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And on the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, listen to me, all you people of Judah. He said, hey, boys, check Esau. I'd say, aandag gekry, né? Listen to me, people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. I want to paraphrase that today. If you have such a pastor, I don't know. Believe the godly words that the pastor speaks, and you will succeed. Don't listen to a pastor that's speaking nie lekker woorde nie. Listen to the prophets and you will succeed. If it's an authentic prophet of the Lord, if the pastor is preaching the true word of God, listen and apply and you will succeed. Van julle stem nie saam nie, nog nie, pastoor. Jy's nie so ou nie. Ek weet van ander pastoors wat so is. So that's what it's saying here. Believe in his prophets and you will succeed. Verse 21. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army. I'll give you a battle strategy here, guys. Those of you that had the privilege of doing national service, miskien was het vir jou voorreg, miskien was het vir jou die slechtste tijd van jou leven. Well, I like getting trained to take bad people out. That's just me. So, when you strategize warfare, what do you want to do? You want to put the strongest, most elite soldiers right in front, right? So, God places the worship team in front of the army to go and whip the enemy's butt. Who acted on? It's crazy, nigga. So he just, who don't care? Maar hy het 'n plan daarmee. Hy het 'n plan daarmee. So dan moet julle dink vir jouself. Wat 'n aanval van die Satan ervaar die deep end nie. Sondag in, Sondag uit. Gedurende die week met hulle geliefdes, die voorbereiding, the practices, the rehearsal. Why? They're in front, ladies and gentlemen. Net so dat ons kan leer om hulle bietjie meer te waardeer. So God places the worshippers right in front of the army to engage the enemy. Not the snipers and the SWAT team and the, you know, I would do it the other way around. Thank God I'm not God. Hallelujah. So that's where the worship team was. And they were singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord for his mercy endures forever. I can imagine they're like, ooh, yeah, God is so good. Mm-mm-mm. And you ask the enemy like, dude, what's wrong with you? They lost the plot. Waar's hulle gunner? Waar's hulle swaarde? Where's their spears? Where's the chariots? Oh, look at these. Today's going to be an easy battle. And before they knew what hit them, hulle pyn was van hulle afgeklap gewees. Six love. Because they were praising God. They knew. En ons natuurlijke toestand, ons natuurlijke vermoe, we don't stand a chance. But if God be for me, who can be against me? You want a piece of me, you got to get to my dad, sir. Come on, man. Come on. And God knew this. So there's power in the praises of his people. Whew. Hallelujah. And verse 22. Hey. At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies. Who caused the armies? The good voices of the worship team. The good drum player. The excellent lead guitarist. The fantastic keyboardist. No, the Lord. He done it. The Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. It is guesstimated that the Lord caused angels to come down. Let them just to come ruffle some feathers there. Secular writings and historians say that there was some angelic force that just got them so confused that they started killing each other. So God done. Why? Because his people were praising him. They had an attitude of gratitude. And then he'd also gestaan in brom. This and that, and the government this, and the petroprijs that, and the geld this, and the werk die, and the kinders dat. Hoor jy, hulle het geldige redes om dit te doen, nes ons. Maak dit sin vir iemand hier so vandag, asseblief help my, ek voel alleen hier so. We've got many, many good, valid reasons to complain. Valid criticism. But guys, none of our criticism can change a thing. Come on. What woman has changed her husband by... Come on. Come on. Don't look at me, Colette. You're not one of those women. She's not a nagger. No ways. What situation have you spoken into with criticism and you've changed it? And you speak life and say, you know what, the facts are this, but the truth is God's got a plan. I've got a plan according to his word. This is going to happen because I'm in covenant with the king. That brings change. Nikki believes it. Come on, man. So they started fighting among themselves. Verse 23, the armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. So let Chabas gekry om saam met hulle te kom beklei. And yeah, they start beating their buddies up. Hey dude, come, let's go, we're going to go roll. And then they get there and they start like beating it. Wow. God is good, man. So they turned against their allies. And after they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So point number one is the power of praise and thanksgiving gives us power over the enemy. Somebody start to praise God for something, please. Point number two, are you with me, church? Amal nog wakker? Can you still breathe? Are you okay? Point number two, we see the power that an attitude of gratitude has over other people. How many of you like being around a grumpy, miserable, moaning, groaning, complaining? Bedonderd is a flip word, nee. So ek sal dit nie sê nie. I honestly don't know what it means. I mean, it means you're the thunder in. You are the thunder in. Do you like hanging with such people? You don't like hanging with such people because you're like toxic to me, dude. Just, you're toxic to me. You know? So, and what does an attitude of gratitude do then? I shared this week with a brother whose wife was still alive at the time. She's now graduated to be with Jesus. He's been battling to live off one lung for the longest time ever since I've known him. He's as weak as he's ever been. Many reasons to complain. Business pressures, difficult family issues. And I'm sitting with his brother, and he's encouraging me because of the praises coming out of his mouth. And last night we got the news that our precious sister graduated to be with Jesus. He had more reasons than most of us to complain, ladies and gentlemen. But he understands the concept of the power of praise. And I can only hope that I encouraged him half as much as he encouraged me when I went to visit to comfort a brother. The power that praise has over others. So there's Jesus in John chapter 4, verse 1 to 42. You can read it. Give you a background. Jesus and his disciples are on a ministry trip. Now the disciples start getting hungry. So they hit the town to look for pizza. Jesus decides to chillax at the well. When he answers, ons sal nou braai. Ons sal nou braai. So they went to go find vleis. They went to go feed their power holes, and Jesus chillaxes at the well of Jacob. And while he's relaxing there, a Samaritan woman comes to draw water. And they start chit-chatting. Highly unethical. Man and a woman alone? This is a rabbi. Wat gaan die mense dan sê? So here's Rabbi Jesus chatting a Samaritan woman up of all people. The Jews and the Samaritans, oil and water, are just... So Jesus breaks all protocol because he's got a higher agenda. Starts chatting the Samaritan woman up, and they start talking about drinking and water, etc., etc. And Jesus tells her about living water, and she gets all excited. She says, surely you must be a prophet. Because in her words, she says to him, you told me everything about my whole life. And he starts speaking to her about her lifestyle. If it's any poppy, she likes to be shacked up with men. I'm just saying. And she had 5 men already, and she was currently with the 6th man. I don't know, she traded him for a new 16-valve model with upgraded cams, and I don't know. You know, maybe Borska set a hangkas geword, and he had a 6-pack, but then he expanded his ministry. And deep poppy was like, no, dude, I'm going to go get a younger, better you. So she's with man number 6. And man number 7 impacts her life. You see, 7 is the number of perfection. And man number 7 tells her, you're going to drink this water from the well and you're going to get thirsty again. But if you drink the water that I'm going to give you, Poppy, you're never going to be thirsty again. And she says, tell me about this water. I want this water. And she goes into the town and she tells them. She had an attitude of gratitude because her life had changed forever. She goes into the town and she tells them about Jesus that she's just met. And guess what? Multitudes in the town get saved because of the good news. Well, they become believers, the word says, because of this good news. Because of this lady's attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. He spoke truth and life into her life. She met the 7th man, perfection personified, and she was never the same again. The praise and thanksgiving in your heart from an attitude of gratitude has the power to affect others. Are you happy, church? Amen. Point number 3, we're starting to land this thing. We see how the Lord watches over our attitudes. There's somebody in this church who has a bad, bad, bad attitude. You're listening to him. The 3 most important people in his life is me, myself, and I. And then when he thinks about it, then he thinks about other people. He's arrogant, bombastic, self-righteous, stuck up, thinks he's arrived, thinks he knows better than anyone except his wife. I mean, of course she knows more. And that's me. So many times my wife says to me, sometimes she says it like this, my angel. I'm just looking into those gorgeous eyes. And she bats the eyelids, and she says, it's not what you say, Mozzie, it's the way in which you say it. And then other times, it's not what you say, it's the way you say it. And the rolling pinners are coming, and I'm like, I'm running. It's the way in which you say it. And listen, I can stand there and justify myself, and maak verskonings beter as wat Moses ooit gemaak het, net toe die Here hom wou gebruik het om met die mense te gaan praat. I can tell you, but my motive and my intention. Listen, I'm denying the fact that there's an issue in my heart that's causing me to have an attitude that stinks. Weet nie van julle nie. Because waar die hart van vol is, loop hy? Is it making sense, people? I can blame external circumstances, the pressure of day. I've had a hard day at the office and the deacons aren't deaking, the ushers aren't ushering, die skape wil nie luister nie, daar skape met bokneigings. I can have all the excuses as to why I had a bad attitude. At the end of the day, the buck stops here. There's an attitude in my heart that's not pleasant. and it affects the way I say things. I learned this recently. People may hear your words, but they'll feel your attitude. I've been taken to task many times, and by the grace of God, hopefully less and less and less as I grow up and become a man and not a child. As I grow up, learn to speak to people in such a way that they be encouraged to find Jesus. Tell people. There's this thing called diplomacy. And there's an expression that says, I give no credibility or validity to this, I'm just stating a fact. There's an expression that says diplomacy is the ability to tell somebody to go to hell in such a way that they look forward to the trip. And we can like, ha 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 ha. But how's about choosing our words and saying them and speaking them in such a way that it's not necessarily what you say, die hoofdstuk en die vers, but it's what you say. It's such love that somehow people get to think of Jesus, your best friend. You see, God is watching over our attitudes. So where do we see this? We see an account in Luke chapter 17 where there's lepers. Now, a leper, die siekte van leprosy, in the Bible is a type or it's a shadow of sin. Okay, you with me? Hello? Just bear with me. So it's a type and a shadow of sin. Today, leprosy can be there, but we have cures, etc., and vaccines and masks and all sorts of goeders. Anyway. So it's a type and a shadow of sin. So 10 dudes suffering from leprosy come into contact with Jesus. And they start crying out to Jesus, verse 11 to 17. And then Jesus heals them. And the interesting thing is they say, Jesus, Lord, heal us, please, you know, like help us, you know, that's good. And Jesus heals. And no healing takes place until they turn around and start walking away. You see, they had to take that first step of faith. They come to Jesus and Jesus says, you're healed. Your business is saved. Jy gaan 'n werk kry. Jou vrou is genees. Jou kind is gesond. Daar's restaurasie in daai verhouding. There's got etc. And you don't see it and you think, Lord. But you got to take God at his word. Their healing only came once they turned around and started walking away. Read the Bible. Then the healing came. Boom. So 10 were healed. And one turns back. 10%. One turns back to give the Lord thanks. And Jesus tunes, hey dudes, weren't there 10 healed? Yes, one oak. Where's the other 9? Not because Jesus didn't know where they are. He knew exactly where they were. But so that we could ask ourselves a question. Guys, what percentage of us today in this church, because ons is hier, have an attitude of gratitude? How many of us are walking away with, just thanks Jesus, I got my Christmas friend, I'm out of here. Dat ek aangaan met my lewe. Ja. Ja. Yeah. Party on. Jesus has played Father Christmas. I got all my wishes. And instead of just taking the time to have an attitude of gratitude and thank God for something. What percentage? I wonder. And this thought came to mind as God was busy dropping this in my heart. I know God blesses and releases gifts and abilities and anointings and talents, etc., etc., according to people's faithfulness. So I'm asking a question this morning as God asks us this question. Is that okay, church? I'm asking this question. I wonder if God rewards us with blessings, not only according to our faithfulness, because we see that God rewards faithfulness. Hello. I need somebody to get excited. Somebody, please. I said, God rewards faithfulness. But what if he rewards us according to our attitude as well? So let me give you an example. So God blesses me with an awesome, awesome piece of German engineering on 2 wheels. I'll leave the rest to your imagination. And ek geniet dit. Prys die Here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then something unexpected goes wrong. It's like something breaks or I start, ach no man, nie alweer nie. Dan moet ek alweer hier ding gaan. Nou moet ek tyd maak om nou I start complaining. What? Ek moan en kla met 'n witbrood onder my arm dan, man. Guys, am I speaking your language this morning? What if God checks my attitude like, you know what, jy's 'n ondankbare snotkop lyk jy, wie jy? Kom hier so dat ek jou bietjie reg help in die lewe. Kom ek ontneem jou 'n bietjie van 'n paar goed wat jy nie eens meer raak sien nie as gevolg van ondankbaarheid, and it just help you realize how blessed out of your socks you actually are. What if God rewards us and blesses us? And please, when I say blessing, the last thing I'm referring to is physical possessions. If you think that's a blessing, well, we've all got a lot to learn, hallelujah. The most valuable things in life cannot even be seen and cannot even be bought with all the money on the planet. What if he rewards us according to our attitudes? Nou, jy's bietjie brommerig vandag. So, let the devil like kind of remind you of things to be grateful for. God's watching our attitudes, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus looked at the attitude of these 10 guys healed, all received the same blessing. Only one says, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. People may hear our words, but they'll feel our attitude. May God help us quickly remember our blessings before we begin to grumble and groan and moan and complain. So, how many of you are going to be honest with yourself this morning and say, Mozzie, my attitude stinks? Raise your hand. Folks, that's why we're here this morning. It's that God can change us and mold us and make us into better men and women of God. And he's in the restoration business. Now let's be honest with each other. God quickened this to my heart this morning that, and Pastor George from the Bikers Church in Cape Town shared this powerful message about masks. He said, a lot of people are coming to church with masks on even before COVID told us we have to have a mask. We're just putting a front up just to try and put our best foot forward. In the meantime, we're dying on the inside. And I sense that this morning in so many people's lives. And God wants to heal that. God wants to restore joy to your life. You see, external things might bring a short season of happiness, but lasting joy, only a living God can bring that to you. Ladies, married ladies, your husband, so oulik as wat hy is, kan nie vir jou daai joy bring nie. Ladies that have been disappointed and hurt by men, that's why the scripture says in Isaiah that the Lord your God, your maker, he's your husband. People that have been, jy weet nie wie jou ouers is nie. The Bible says that God is a father to the fatherless. People that have been disappointed and discouraged by Christians, hurt, an offense is a test that we're all going to have to write until we pass it well. Hoeveel keer weet ek nie, but until God believes that we've matured. So what I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, is this, as we close this morning, please don't try, think, you know, when we get to move to wherever, or as soon as I immigrate to wherever, or as soon as this job comes, this car, this house, this wife, this spouse, this whatever, then I'm going to be happy. Lie. Not truth. It might bring you temporary happiness for a while. And when the novelty of that thing wears out and life happens, daar gaan nog steeds 'n leemte vir joy wees in jou gees. And only Jesus can give that. So if you're here this morning, my brother, my sister, and you need a touch from God in your life, say, Mozzie, people singing, joy to the world, the Lord, and you're singing, you see, blydskap hierdie man los my uit. Wat's 'n Kersfees gees dit die? And you've lost the joy, and you want joy. I can't give it to you. But the one who's present here this morning in our midst has joy in abundance. Has joy in abundance. So as you're seated this morning, my brother, my sister, open up your heart. Open up your life. And invite the Lord in. Bid op jou eie manier. Hardop, saggies, staan, sit, lê, jabula, klap hande. Whatever jy moet doen om hierdie liggaam van jou in lyn te kry met die begeerte van jou hart en wat die Heilige Gees besig is vir jou nou te sê op hierdie oomblik, doen dit. Okay. And focus on God for a few minutes. I'm going to ask the sound technicians at the back to play something applicable that the deep end can also be ministered to and receive joy this season. And as we meditate on the music in the background, whatever God is doing in your heart, ask the Lord, Lord, restore my joy. But let's do this. Kom vir die Here in nederigheid. Moet asseblief nie vir 'n paar oomblikke die skuld plaas op iemand anderste vir jou huidige situasie. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord, for whatever. Goed wat ek van weet, goed wat ek nie eens van weet nie. My attitude that sucks. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Left my fear by the side of the road. Hear you speak, won't let go. Fall to my knees as I lift my hands to pray. Got every reason to be here again. A Father's love that draws me in. And all my eyes want to see is a glimpse of you. All I need is you.
Children prayed, Lord, thank you that you hear the cry of our hearts and you're faithful. We just declare and speak the joy of the Lord over your people this morning. Lord, that you anoint us with the oil of gladness this season. Jesus, you're the reason for the season, and help us to count our blessings, Lord, before the devil reminds us of the problems and the issues. Help us to count our blessings and have an attitude of gratitude. Thank you that this morning, Lord God, people will leave here with you having started something in their hearts that will grow and grow and grow. Thank you, Lord God, that their joy muscles will get strong, so that when the enemy wants to come attack again, because he's going to come, they're going to find stronger people, Lord God, that will declare praises into the situation and give God thanks. The devil's going to counter people whose eyes have been opened to the goodness of God first in the name of Jesus. The devil's going to encounter people that don't have all the answers, but they know the God who has all the answers in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that we, your people, are going to walk in victory like never before in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that this festive season, this season where we celebrate the fact that you came to give peace and goodwill to all men, ten spite van wat 2021 has done, 2020 has done to us already, how life has happened, this is going to be a God-glorifying time for every individual that is here, for every family that is here, for every distant relative that is here, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to enable these people this morning to somehow, some way, dat hulle inspraak sal kan hê in geliefdes se lewens, om 'n verskil en 'n impak te kan maak daar, waar hulle lewenspaaie met ander gaan kruis, in die werksplekke, in die skole, in die fabrieke, in die malls, in die queues by die bank, by binnelandse sake, by licensing office, where all stuff is happening. Thank you that they'll be carriers of joy and they can make a difference to the praise and glory of your name. And all God's people said, Amen. I'm listed to sing. But if I sing, you're going to have masks and earplugs. So, Shirley says, make a joyful noise. May Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up His countenance over you and give you supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. We love and appreciate you all. God bless you for making the time to come. If you are unable to join us next week, what day is Christmas Day? Somebody help me. Okay, I think this, never send a man to do a woman's task. Come, Sachin.
Good morning, Family Fun Be. Good morning, Family Fun Beach is hosting Carol by Candlelight. It's free entry. From 7 to 9 p.m. Please come and join us. Bring your picnic basket. We're going to lift God's name up high. Please, guys. It's the 22nd, the 23rd, and 24th. The 24th, you can bring your kiddies present, put the name on, and Father Christmas will hand it out. There's going to be awesome songs to be sung in that, so join us.